In football, you practice sometimes two or three times a day. You have to deal with a blitzing Ray Lewis or a bull rushing Reggie White. Farming?
You don't have to be very big or strong or fast to farm. But, you know, I guess you need a little bit of luck just like the NFL.
Newberry retired 10 years ago. He bought this 40-acre cherry farm, and just days before the U-pick season opened, it rained. Not good for cherries. Then somebody tore up half of the 4,000 new trees he planted.
There's a $15,000 reward now. When we started this deal, it was $5,000. That reward's been upped quite a bit, so hopefully, you know, this one person didn't come in and do this. This was a group of people.
He says the sheriff's office now has DNA from the damaged trees. Newberry admits he didn't know a lot about farming, much less cherries.
I'd lie if I said that I had a huge part in this, but, you know, it takes a bunch of people to make this go, and luckily I got great people.
Cool spot. They want cherries to make their frozen yogurt, and they just texted me that they're ready.
Especially wife Sabrina, who's been overwhelmed by the community response.
Just strangers in the community. Out of state, we've gotten calls from people from Florida, from Texas, Oklahoma. It's just incredible.
In Brentwood, Bob Butler, KCBS.